The Mike Tomlin Show.
Normally, when the Steelers prepare to play a division opponent, you say, well, they know all about them and they know about the Steelers. That is not necessarily the case because this is an entirely different cast of characters, not only this year, but from the first time that you played them because of injuries and other circumstances. So does this mean more film work on guys that you're not accustomed to seeing play for the Ravens?
You know, the jersey numbers are the jersey numbers. What I see when I watch the tape is not a lot of schematic changes in terms of their approach to football. They got solid veteran coaches on all aspects of their football team. Coach Tressman, Coach Morningwig on offense have battle-tested Grizzly assistant coach veterans in this thing. They've been through some different quarterbacks, but the personality of their offense and the means in which they attack you remain the same. The same thing could be said with the wide receiver position and the tight end position, another couple other positions where they've had quite a bit of attrition. Their offensive personality still is their offensive personality. They're going to personnel you. Their play-action pass is still going to match very well with their run game. They can spread you out on third down and attack you vertically. They also can go protection first. They've got a great diversity in their attack, particularly in situational football, much like they had the first time we played them.
Well, are you busy? You were busy getting your team ready to play Denver. I was scouting the Ravens on TV for you. I want you to know that I'm lending a helping hand.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. And they ran the ball pretty well early on Kansas City. Then the kid leaves it on the ground. They pick it up and run 73. Now they get behind, and the running game is out. They still want to try and establish the run.
There's no question they're a capable running team as long as the score and time isn't of the essence. In the last couple of weeks against Seattle and again last week, the score got such that they had to change that personality and throw the ball because time was a factor. But they're still very much a capable run team, even though Forsett is on IR. They're a very capable run group. It's still built behind the prowess of the men up front, led by their all-pro caliber guard in Yonda. We got to stop the run, and it starts there in terms of us having a good day defensively.
Have you had much experience playing against Jimmy Clausen or preparing for a game in which you expected him to play?
I haven't, but again, I find comfort in knowing that, at least from a structural standpoint, in terms of things that they try to get done, not a lot has changed. You know, we better be prepared to defend Ryan Mallett as well, a recent acquisition of theirs, a guy that I'm sure they're interested in getting some level of evaluation for. I think, if I'm not correct, other than Joe Flacco, I think he might be the only quarterback that's under contract with them for 2016. So I'd imagine that they're going to get some sense of what he looks like in a Raven jersey, whether it's this week or next week. So we better be prepared to defend the likes of him as well. And, you know, he's a different animal than Clausen. I mean, he's got a really, really strong arm. He can make any throw on the field. So we're looking at that from a couple different aspects as we prepare this week.
Defensively, they have a different look. They lost Terrell Suggs, although that was the case when you played him the first time around. Schematically, are they still the same? And they may be without Jimmy Smith, who got hurt in the Kansas City game. It's not the same group, but is it the same defense?
You know, really, it's not only the same defense, but largely it's the same group since the last time we played them. Suggs is really the only significant contributor that's been lost on that side of the ball. Jimmy Smith went down in last week's game, but based on everything I hear, they expect him to be available this week. So they know us. We know them. This is old Steelers Ravens from our offense versus their defensive perspective. They got Webb and Smith in the secondary. They got Will Hill in the secondary. They got the same battery of linebackers, C.J. Mosley and Smith in the interior, Dumerville on the perimeter. So we got to do a good job of matching up on some known issues there, doing a good job of winning the line of scrimmage, do a great job, obviously, of protecting the football, particularly in situational elements of the game.
These guys are professional football players, and maybe this is more of a college thing. It's been a bad season for them. They're a four-win team. When their arch rival comes to town with what you've got at stake, is there anything to be said for this won't make our season, but it could make it a lot more palatable if we beat the Steelers and maybe prevent them from going to the playoffs?
You know, Stan, I don't know what their mentality is or is going to be because I don't know the men. But there's a lot at stake for us. And I do know what's at stake from that standpoint and the mentality that our guys are going to hold. And I think that's where our energy needs to be spent. What's at stake for us, our level of preparation, and ultimately our play. I think if we play and play well, all of those perspectives will become irrelevant, and as it should be.
Three wins in a row against division leaders at the time. Next two, teams that have losing records, but that doesn't make the games any less important. Good luck Sunday in Baltimore, Mike.
Thank you.
And on behalf of Coach Tomlin and our entire crew here at the Mike Tomlin Show, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. The best to you and yours. We'll see you again next week on the Mike Tomlin Show.